This episode covers what to do when you're always the one who initiates. You've done the math. You initiate. She accepts or declines. You initiate again. What you're getting here are five scripts that open this conversation without it turning into a complaint. If you're always the one who initiates, you already know the pattern. You reach out, physically or emotionally, and she accepts, declines, or doesn't notice. You try again a few days later. Over time, the reaching gets harder. Not because you want her less, but because the silence around it starts to mean something you don't want it to mean. When one person always initiates, it looks like a simple imbalance. But underneath it, two separate things are happening at the same time, and they're feeding each other. On your side, every initiation carries a small risk. You put yourself out there, and either something good happens or something deflating does. Do that often enough without much coming back the other direction, and you start protecting yourself. You initiate less freely. You start bracing before you reach out. Resentment builds slowly, the kind that doesn't announce itself. It just makes you quieter. On her side, she may not even register the imbalance. She's not tracking the score the way you are. She might be operating on the assumption that everything is fine, or she might be aware something is off but isn't sure what to do about it, so she's doing nothing. Avoidance is easy when no one names the problem. The pattern that develops is called a pursuer-distancer dynamic. You pursue more when you feel disconnected. She distances more when she feels pressure. The more you reach, the more she pulls back. The more she pulls back, the more urgently you reach. It doesn't mean she doesn't care. It means the two of you have drifted into roles that are slowly pulling you apart. And here's what that costs you, beyond the obvious. Desire doesn't survive resentment. When reaching out becomes something you do with a clenched jaw, she can feel that. It changes the quality of what you're offering, and it changes how she receives it, even when she says yes. A lot of men get to a certain point of frustration and do the same thing. They stop initiating. Completely. To see what happens. The logic makes sense on the surface. If she never reaches first, maybe she doesn't want this. If you stop, you'll find out. And if she notices, maybe she'll do something about it. The problem is that most of the time, she doesn't interpret your withdrawal as a message. She interprets it as you being fine, or distant, or pulled inward. She fills in the gap with whatever her own anxiety suggests, which usually has nothing to do with your frustration about initiation. What you were trying to communicate, I'm tired of being the only one who tries. What she hears, silence, or maybe nothing at all. The withdrawal test doesn't send the message you think it sends. It just adds distance to an already widening gap and gives both of you more time to fill that gap with stories that may not be true. If you want her to know how you're feeling, you have to tell her directly. That means having a conversation most men would rather avoid, because the alternative is continuing a pattern that's slowly eating away at both the relationship and your own sense of worth in it. The conversation about initiation is one of the easier ones to handle badly. Go in with the wrong framing, and it becomes a scorecard conversation. It becomes a rejection audit. It becomes an argument about who wants it more and why. Before you sit down and say the words, get clear on a few things internally. Step one, name what you're actually feeling. Not the frustration on top, but what's underneath it. For most men, it's something closer to, I miss feeling wanted, or I don't know if she still finds me attractive, or I feel like I'm doing this alone. That's the real thing. Say that, not the complaint. Step two, get your timing right. Don't bring this up when you've just been turned down, when one of you is stressed about something else, or when there's already tension in the room. Bring it up when things are reasonably calm between you. The conversation has a better chance of going somewhere useful when neither of you is already on edge. Step three, know what you want from the conversation. Are you looking to be heard? Are you asking for something to change? Are you trying to understand her experience? You don't need a formal outcome. But having some sense of what you're hoping for keeps the conversation from spinning into general relationship grievance territory. Step 4. Drop the accusation frame entirely. The goal is not to prove she has been failing you. The goal is to name a pattern that both of you are caught in, and to see if the two of you can shift it together, even if only you are doing the work right now. Now let's get into the actual words. Script 1. The direct opener. For when you want to start the conversation without preamble or a long setup. You've been sitting on this for a while, and you want to say the actual thing. Find a quiet moment when neither of you is distracted. Sit near her. Keep your voice even, not charged. Say this. I want to talk about something that's been sitting with me for a while. I feel like I'm always the one who initiates between us, physically and just reaching out in general. Just pause and give that a moment before you continue. Then say, I don't want to make it a big thing. I just miss feeling like it goes both ways. Why it works? You're naming the pattern without accusing her of anything. I feel like owns your perception. I miss expresses something real about your experience. Ending on what you miss rather than what she's doing wrong keeps the door open. What happens next? She may get quiet and need a moment. She may push back slightly. She may not have realized you were feeling this. Give her time to respond. Don't fill the silence immediately. Script 2. The curiosity approach. For when you suspect she's pulled back for reasons that have more to do with her than with you. Stress, exhaustion, something she's not saying. You want to open the conversation in a way that invites her in, rather than puts her on the spot. This when the energy between you feels flat, rather than hostile. Keep your tone genuinely curious, not searching for a confession. Say this. I've noticed I've been the one reaching toward you lately, and I've been wondering about it. Not in a what's wrong way. More like, are you okay? Is there something going on for you that I'm missing? Why it works? You're naming the observation without framing it as a problem she caused. Asking if she's okay opens a completely different kind of conversation. She may tell you something you didn't know, and that shifts the whole picture. What happens next? If she says she's fine and there's nothing going on, you can follow with a direct opener from script 1. If she opens up about something real, that conversation becomes the priority. Script 3, after she's just said no, for when she's just turned you down again, and instead of retreating quietly, you want to say something that opens a conversation rather than closes one. Wait until the moment has passed, not while the sting is fresh. Give yourself a few minutes, then come back. Not with urgency. Say this. Hey, I'm not upset about earlier, but I want to say something and I want you to hear it as just honest, not an accusation. Just pause for a moment. Then say, I miss feeling wanted by you. That's the real thing I'm sitting with. Why it works. You've pre-framed it as honest rather than angry, which lowers her defensiveness before you say the hard part. I miss feeling wanted by you is specific, vulnerable, and hard to argue with. It's not a complaint about her behavior. It's a statement about what you need. What happens next? Expect some discomfort. She may apologize, or she may need to sit with it. Don't push for a resolution in the same conversation. Naming it is enough for now. Script 4. Naming the pattern directly. For when you've tried softer approaches before, and nothing has changed. You want to name the pattern more plainly, without turning it into an ultimatum. This when you have a few minutes of calm, unhurried time. Sit across from her, or next to her. Put your phone down. Say this. I want to be honest with you about something. Because I think we're both in a pattern, and I don't think either of us put it there on purpose. Just pause for a moment. Then say, I initiate, pretty much every time, and I've started to feel the weight of that. I'm not looking to keep score. I just want to know if we can talk about it and maybe figure out what's underneath it. Why it works. Saying neither of us put it there on purpose takes the blame off her and positions you both as people who got caught in something together rather than as accuser and accused. Asking what's underneath it signals you're curious, not combative. What happens next? She may want to know what you mean by underneath it. Be ready to say something like, I guess I mean, are we both okay? Do we both still want this? Simple, direct, not dramatic. Script 5. If you already stopped, and the distance has grown, for when you already tried the withdrawal approach. Things got quieter and colder between you. Now you want to reopen the connection without making the previous silence into a whole other conversation. This one requires more care than the others. The distance has been sitting for a while. Come in gently, not urgently. Say this, I've been quiet lately, and I think it was starting to make things worse between us, not better. I pulled back because I was frustrated, but I didn't say that out loud. Just pause for a moment, then say, what I actually want is to feel closer to you again. I don't know exactly how we get there from here, but I'd rather start talking about it than stay in this. Why it works, you're taking responsibility for your withdrawal without turning it into a confession or a guilt spiral. I'd rather start talking about it than stay in this is an invitation, not a demand. It gives her room to respond without feeling cornered. What happens next? She may feel some relief. She may also have things she's been holding back. Create space for both. You don't need to solve everything in this conversation. How you tend to handle conflict or discomfort will show up in this conversation. If you tend to keep the peace and avoid rocking the boat, you may soften this so much that she doesn't realize you're trying to say something real. Friendliness can read as everything being fine. Pick one of the scripts above and commit to delivering the actual line. Don't bury it in reassurances. If you go quiet or pull back when things get tense, you're probably already deep in the withdrawal pattern described earlier. The hardest part of this conversation will be staying in the room after you've said the difficult thing. She may react in a way that makes you want to disappear. Stay. Try. I don't know what to say right now, but I'm not going anywhere. If you tend to push harder when you feel unheard, watch your tone in the moment after she responds, especially if she gets defensive. The instinct to turn up the intensity will work against you here. If the conversation starts to escalate, it's okay to say, I want to keep talking about this. Can we take a breath and come back in a bit? If you get defensive when criticized, she may respond to your opener by pointing out things you've done that contributed to the distance. Resist the urge to counter. Let her finish. Try. You might be right about that. I want to hear your side. You're not conceding the whole conversation. You're making room for it to continue. How she tends to respond will tell you what to adjust. If she tends to push or bring things up first, she may actually be relieved you're naming this. She's been waiting for the conversation. Keep your energy calm and let her respond fully before you add more. She doesn't need you to match her intensity. She needs you to stay in the room. Once she feels heard, the conversation usually finds its own ground. If she's gone quieter over time and used to be more expressive, she may have pulled back because the distance already felt too big to mention. She's not sure there's a point. When you name the pattern, give her time to respond without filling the silence with more words. A quiet, I just wanted you to know that. And then waiting is often more effective than a long explanation. If she's always been someone who values space and keeps things low-key, she may not register that she's been receiving without reciprocating. She's not withholding. It's just not her default. Lead with curiosity rather than frustration. Ask what feels connecting for her, because her answer might be different from what you've been trying. What makes you feel close to me is a more useful question than why don't you ever initiate. If you've been the one chasing while she seems to prefer distance, the more you pursue, the more space she needs. That's the pattern. Slow down your reaching and try a softer bid. A hand on her shoulder, asking about her day with genuine interest, making her tea without being asked. Physical and emotional closeness starts long before the bedroom. Rebuild the smaller connections first. Sometimes you'll say the words exactly right, and she'll still get defensive, shut down, or turn it back on you. That's not a sign you did it wrong. It might be a sign the pattern has been sitting long enough that even naming it gently feels like an accusation to her. If she says something like, "You're always making this into a big deal," try, "I'm not trying to make it a big deal. I'm trying to say something honest, because I think we deserve that. Can we try again?" If she gets quiet and withdraws, don't chase. Give her a few minutes, then come back and say, "I'm not upset. I just want to talk when you're ready." Then actually wait. If she makes it about everything else that's wrong, let her go. Don't redirect. She may be telling you something real about other resentments that need to come out before this particular conversation can settle. Hear her out. The initiation conversation can wait until tomorrow. If nothing you say seems to help, try, "I don't think I'm saying this right. Can we try this again another time? I'm not going anywhere. I just want to get it right." The point of this conversation is not to win anything. It's not to get her to commit to initiating more. It's to break a silence that, if it keeps going, will slowly become the foundation of your relationship. When you name the pattern clearly and without blame, a few things tend to follow. She gets information she probably didn't have in a form she can actually receive. That's different from her picking up on your withdrawal and guessing. You stop performing okayness and start being honest, which is more connecting than any amount of smooth initiation. And she gets to see that you're willing to say something hard in a way that keeps the door open. That's the move that changes the climate between you. Not perfectly, not right away, but it's the first conversation in a new direction, and it's worth having. Desire needs safety to grow. Safety comes from knowing the real shape of what's between you. You've been carrying this alone. That's where the distance starts. Naming it out loud with the person you're in this with is how it shifts. What is the real thing underneath my frustration? I miss feeling wanted. That's what's actually there. You said the real thing, not the softened version of it. You stayed in the conversation when it got uncomfortable. Even a small "I hear you" from her counts. You didn't leave the conversation with a scoreboard. You left it with something said that needed saying. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.